I wish I were those gloves, dear heart, which could thy hands enshrine. Then should nor sorrow, grief, nor smart molest this heart of mine. But since the faith doth this deny, which leaves me to deplore, my dribbling eyes shall never dry until thou love me more. But oh, that I might shrouded be within these arms of thine, and that my soul might say of thee that thou were freely mine, then prostrate at thy feet I would thee doubtless still adore, and so in spite of fate I should essay to love thee more. I shall defy that mortal wight, enjoy thee whoso will, then I to soar and higher flight in love or mount me till. But since to one I must resign thee quite and give thee o'er, I love him for that face of thine which made me love thee more. Nay, sure some sacred angel haunts within that heart of thine, whose secret power my soul enchants, which from thine eyes do shine. But oh, that I could thee inflame, as I did him implore, that so by reason of the same, thou yet might love me more. But happy is thy servant sure, that such a love enjoys, whose smiles does all disasters cure, whose frowns breeds all annoys, as Phoebus breaking through the cloud gives heat and light in store. So when thou doth thine eyes enshroud, thou make me love thee more. I wish I were a hawk to soar within the sky of love, and that thou metamorphosed wert into a turtle dove, there would I catch thee with delight, with pleasure plumb thee o'er, and so should none beneath our flight attempt to love thee more. Thy face is as a heaven which holds two shining suns of love, the which thine eyelids' clouds enfold, in ivory orbs they move. Their absence makes me like to die, their presence burns me sore. So still in these extremes I lie, and yet must love thee more. To lodge betwixt those ivory hills in which thy bosom dwells, from whence the surged nectar trills in sweetness that excels, there would I surfeit with delight, myself and ne'er give o'er, till love should so our souls unite, as they do love thee more. I like the salamander am that in the fire remains, and not consumed with the flame I live in pleasant pains. Oh, that these bodies were to act as free as minds to soar, then surely I at length would make my lass to love me more. Since the day's desires or dreams the true ideas are, I wish that of mine eyes the beams in sleep enclosed were, that slumbering I might thee possess, whom daily I adore. For waking I dare scarce transgress, and yet must love thee more. But yet if thou would condescend unto my dear request, and suffer me my health to spend upon thy candid breast, then surely I or ever let imperiously would soar, as praising thee at highest rate, and so would love thee more. Some comfort unto those belong who common lovers be, since they upon surmise of wrong can set their fancy free. But should I die by thy disdain, which others would abhor, my pure affection shall unstained inspire to love thee more. Then let not black ingratitude so dear a saint disgrace, for it would taint the finest blood and stain the fairest face. Since thou mayst love and yet be chaste, and still behind have store, then slight not him who dost attest, the gods he love thee more.